Wanted to have a bit of a talk about something very interesting happening in the film industry, though. And of course, a little while ago, Disney took over Marvel Studios. And honestly, what it meant was we got more and better made superhero films, which for more than a few of us was actually quite exciting. Then, of course, Disney took over Lucasfilm, and that meant Star Wars for a whole new generation, at least one a year, as far as we can tell. Now everyone's favourite mouse-flavoured mega-corporation looks set to take over 21st Century Fox. Now, that is a move that will give them a brand, another superhero franchise, that'd be the X-Men from memory, as well as a majority stake in Hulu, the streaming service that has never made it out to Australia. It'll even give them the entire library of Simpsons episodes at their disposal. It's a huge merger. 2SER Breakfast producer Lachlan McKenzie took a bit of a look at it, what it means for the film industry, as well as Aussies heading to the cinema. Good morning, Lachlan. How are you?
Good morning, Nick. I'm pretty good for this morning.
Now, Marvel, Lucasfilm, Fox now, it's a huge chunk of the film industry.
Well, yeah. I first heard about this story on the really brilliant pop culture podcast, Storm of Spoilers.
Oh, check it out.
Check it out if you haven't. The host brought up how in Cloud Atlas, it was an apocalyptic book and now film, all the movies are just called Disney's. And that future may kind of scarily be coming true. If and when this deal goes through, Disney will be, by a lot, like a lot, the most dominant movie studio Hollywood has ever seen.
That is huge.
It is, yes.
So what we've got, like, hang on, let me think about it. What have they got? What are Disney getting?
Well, they're actually not taking Fox News or the cable sports networks.
Fair enough. I don't know why you'd want them.
Those will be left to Australia's favourite exports, the Murdochs. But Disney will get everything else that suits them. They'll get Fox's movie studio. So, as you said, the X-Men franchise. And they'll also get the Deadpool films.
I'd actually forgotten about that.
Yeah, right. So the first one was pretty huge. On top of that, there's James Cameron's four Avatar sequels. And if we all remember how much that first one made, that's millions of dollars there. As you said, there's also the majority stake in the streaming service Hulu, as well as the FX and National Geographic cable networks.
Huge amount of stuff.
Yes. It's at least another two mega film universes, potential to go as big as like the Marvelverse is, as well as Star Wars. And, you know, maybe a third if the Deadpool movie the Deadpool sequels take off. We should prepare to see a lot of Disney movies in the future.
What do you reckon this deal is going to actually mean for people like you and I who just get up and want to see a movie occasionally?
Well, I'm not 100% sure. But I know what I am terrified of. So there's this story that's gone around about how Disney has demanded a special deal for the release of Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Okay.
And I don't want to dampen the joyousness of the whole, like, this is actually a great Star Wars movie wave, but it's a little bit insane. Disney reportedly demanded a 4-week screening window for the new movie in the US, as well as a 65% share of the profits. And 30% is roughly the average profit share for distributors.
Wow.
The aggressive and blanket nature of this meant that the theatres in smaller towns or with smaller markets were forced to turn down the film altogether. If every single person in your town will have seen the film after 2 weeks, you'd still be forced to keep it up for another two. And if you've only got the one screen in your theatre, you just have to screen The Last Jedi for 4 weeks or you can't show it at all. Pretty crazy to me.
That is really crazy. Very damaging for those little indie kind of, rapidly disappearing, but indie theatres and cinemas.
Yeah, like it was just kind of a blanket thing.
Yeah, wow.
And like, I get Star Wars is huge and people will definitely want to see it. But, you know, with Disney asking that, I feel like it's like a playground bully throwing their weight around. But still, that's not to say there aren't some positives of the merger.
All right.
Because, I mean, we'll keep getting pretty great superhero films. I mean, I saw the latest Thor movie. Been raving about that for 3 weeks still.
It is actually very, very good.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
I can't believe they let them make what is essentially a New Zealand comedy into a superhero film.
I don't know who said that was okay, but I absolutely love it. So good. We'll also see that the Marvelverse will be pretty much complete and the Avengers and the X-Men will be finally copyright-free to cross over.
All right.
And, you know, hopefully, like, with the sheer weight of Disney's capital, there'll be some thrown in the way of some emerging filmmakers. Think Taika Waititi. I mean, he's not really emerging at this stage, but, you know, like, someone different.
Yeah. So do we reckon this is this deal done? Do we think it's definitely happening?
It is very, very close.
Okay.
So if we can believe the New York Times, and I do tend to, it could be any day now. I'd guess we'll know within the next week or so whether we're in for a lifetime of Disney's or we'll just keep seeing regular old films.
All right. Well, let's find out. Lachlan McKenzie, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Nick.